Now, 7 past the hour, as we come alive again on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Alive. We're alive. It's alive. Rich McFadden is here with the story of a way to cure racism. Richie has found a pill.
Yep. He is so good.
Cure racism. By the way, do your children listen online to us on the radio?
Do my kids?
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Julia,
they're getting ready for. I mean, usually in the summertime more than anything, because right now they're busy eating breakfast, getting ready for school, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Don't want to be distracted by dad. It's foolish.
No.
No, of course not. All right, so Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta had to scoot. So let's find out how we can cure racism, Richie. It's pretty easy, apparently.
Yes. You want that now?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Let's schedule it in about five minutes.
Next month.
apparently they have discovered that one of the
side effects. Who are they?
The people who create the drug, and I'm trying to look for it now.
Social.
Propanolol. Yeah, it's a blood pressure pill.
Yeah.
And apparently it brings down your blood pressure so far that it cures you if you have racist feelings.
So weird.
Who did that scientific? Where did we get that study?
They use it to combat anxiety and migraines and a number of heart ailments.
Yeah.
And apparently that part of the brain that it works on also, and I don't know how they figured this out, is the part of the brain that makes you have racist thoughts.
Yeah.
So I got to thinking, what other ailments, what other social ills or personality traits, bad personality traits, could we cure with a pill?
Murderers?
Sure.
Right.
Hate? Just hate in general?
Right. And we'd all be like Yoda then at the end of the day. I think it's propanol. I think it's propanol.
But isn't that... I saw this.
What can you cure with a pill?
I saw this and I went, really? How did they discover this?
Uh-huh.
You know, who did they give it to?
Yeah.
That they went, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah, right.
You know?
My gosh.
Some guy with a rebel flag or Al Sharpton. Who did they give it to that they went, you know, Bubba, take this.
Uh-huh.
Hey, look at this. And all of a sudden.
I'm a new man.
Right, I'm a new man. David Duke. Did they give it to David Duke? Did he have high blood pressure? And all of a sudden he's a great guy? Visiting the Martin Luther King Memorial.
Better than having a lobotomy, I suppose. Yeah, can you see David Duke at the Martin King the Martin Luther King Memorial?
The Center for Tolerance.
How did they discover this side effect?
Yeah, it's good food for thought stuff, Richie.
Yeah.
Speaking of food for thought, in a moment, Michael McMaster will join us. He's one of the many motivational folks. We have Uri Geller on the program, Jay Kumar, Michael, all aimed at helping you understand how to cure maybe he can help us cure racism. Maybe one of his CDs can. I mean, it's not as good as a pill, but it might work. We'll find out.
You don't need a pill to cure racism. Michael has everything to cure racism.
What you need is a brain.
Pretty much that
functions.
Yes.
I think that pretty much takes care of it. All right. So we will motivate you in a moment here on Good Day.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Stop the spot. I just had a brain.
Sorry. What?
McMaster motivational moment.
We should have this on Monday then. I'm sorry.
Monday, McMaster.
I don't need much motivation on a Friday. Yeah.
Let's see. Hold on just a second. Let's put another in. Motivational management. McMaster's motivational management moments. How about that? You like that?
Oh, my God.
McMaster's Monday's with Mancow.
Right now.
We'll donate you, Mike.
And now back to the previously airing announcement.
Thank you.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
13 minutes after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Friday, March the 9th, and joining us now is Michael McMaster with his management. So he's chuckling because he wants me to try to recreate that masterful moment.
I know. By the time you get the title, the segment's over.
Right, yeah, we'll be all done. All right, so here's a study out. This is really disturbing. I got to figure out how to help people help high school youngsters who are smoking. There's a new report suggesting 1 in 5 high school teenagers are now smoking, and that 1 out of 12 middle school students are smoking. How can parents let their children? This is what I don't get. How do you, as a parent, let your child at that age smoke? People say, oh, well, they don't know they're high.
They don't know it.
You, of course they do. Unless they're completely brain dead, you got to smell the stuff. You can look at their teeth. If you're an aware parent, you know. So how do you, I mean, I don't know how to approach this in terms of motivation, because there's obviously a strong motivation for these kids to smoke. They're surrounded by information that proves that smoking is a killer. But it's the same as eating poorly, whether they're in denial or whatever. So what would you say, Michael McMaster, to a parent who came to you or anybody who was looking for some kind of inspiration or motivation to keep teenagers from smoking, or if they've started, to get them to stop? Because it becomes a life. The younger you start smoking, the more likely it is that this will be a lifetime addiction for you.
You know, what I've done in the past, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, you show them pictures of what happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people are visual, and it can have a very strong visual impact, and they stop. But there are other people, you know, children who just won't. But showing pictures of what happens to you later on in life, that usually does it.
And
in California here, they've had ads on TV out here, and it's worked.
Yeah.
Because you can see what you'll become. And if you don't, you know, if you don't see it, then you don't know. You think it's not really having any effect upon you. But that's the only thing that I know that sort of motivates teenagers.
So that's a motivator. You know what? I'm just sitting here thinking, none of the people in my family, my sister's kids, either my sisters or my children smoke. They know the history of our mother. And one of the things that is so dramatic, the doctor who, after my mother died at the age of 50 from having smoked 3 packs a day or more, she her lungs were like a burnt sponge, and the doctor showed us that burnt sponge look. I mean, he said, here, this is what your mother's lungs look like. And so everybody knew that. So I'm now hearing you, that was it had to have been the motivator, right? Mm-hmm. You look at that and think to yourself, my God.
I'll tell you something else that's interesting, because on people's hands, your listeners can look at their hands once you smoke for a while, and they'll see this. And under your small finger, if you go down the palm of your hand, down to the wrist, people who smoke, all along there is bright red and blotchy, and even the tips of the fingers become red.
Yeah.
And that doesn't go away, even if you've stopped for like 20 years, and that shows that the damage is being done in the body.
Yeah.
So you can see a visual effect there if you're a smoker, if there's damage in your body, just by looking under your small finger, go down your palm to your wrist, and you'll see the discoloration there. But the body will give you signs that, you know, something's very wrong, that's for sure.
You know, I would like to, and I hope this doesn't sound the wrong way or doesn't come out the wrong way.
No, go ahead.
Oftentimes, as you and I and the other folks that I have on this program talk about motivation, we talk about dreams, how do you make your dream come true, that sort of thing.
Oh, that's interesting.
High expectations that people have. I don't know anybody, I'm sure there's an exception, but in my world, people who are very successful business people, I don't know anybody who smokes. I had this thought about a minute and a half ago as I was listening to you. I'm thinking to myself, okay, who do I know that's a successful business person that smokes? And I can't come up with one person.
I don't know any either. I've dealt with a lot of successful people. But I think what you said is true. You know,
like Obama.
I live in Southern California near the ocean, and nobody here smokes. But when we have, you can tell people come from different states here.
Yeah.
Like it could be Texas or other places, and a lot of them smoke. And I think it's because they're around people that smoke all the time, you know, it becomes acceptable to them. But when they come into an environment where it's not, you can tell that they start to feel uncomfortable about it.
Yeah, yeah. Richie just said Barack Obama, who was a big smoker, really, you can tell by looking
at
the way
he
smoked.
He did.
Really addicted, and he quit about 8-9 months ago, supposedly.
Yeah. In the last year.
But, okay, so
John Boehner.
Who is, Boehner, I think, still smokes.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Okay. So those are politicians. Is politician political work different than business?
And then you look at a lot of celebrities, the Lindsay Lohans,
the kids that are smoking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you never
all
see
the
a
actors.
Picture,
right? Yeah.
I mean,
they
get and isn't successful. That what motivates the kids who are in high school? They see that. Isn't that what makes them, what motivates them to smoke?
Yeah.
They think it's cool. Hey, she's doing it. Why don't I do it?
Yeah,
right?
Makes them accepted. Makes them feel accepted.
Right.
Yeah, and it's a social thing. You know, they want to stand outside the bar, or they want to stand outside the party smoking and talking and, you know.
So why do you suppose Lindsay Lohan, a lot of people who smoke do it because, they want to be part of their peer group. Others do it because somehow or other they think it does something for them, keeps them.
I think they honestly do it at first, young kids, for social reasons, and then they're so hooked on it in a year or so, they can't stop.
Yeah, it's true.
It really is. So what one of your CDs would help people to either get off of this or not start, do you think?
Jokingly, Life, Death, and Beyond, because it will definitely kill you. So.
Yeah, yeah.
It would probably help you in a way. Just people die young from it, and so...
My mother, 50. She died at the age of 50. And so if that's not
My
enough...
My dad at 69 from smoking.
Yeah, right. There it is. There's a motivation in and of itself. Check out the motivational moments that Michael offers. If you go to DougStephan.com, see Michael's picture in the contributors box. Click on that. Brings you to his website, Michael-McMaster.com, where he has all of these great CDs that do help you to sort of set your mind straight. Motivation put into motion, if you will. Michael-McMaster.com, or find him at DougStephan.com.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Coming home to a place he'd never been before.
That's how I prove I'm in touch with my feminine side, Richie.
This is how I prove I'm in touch with my manly side, because every time I hear a great John Denver song and the guy was an absolute genius,
yeah, he was.
I think what a moron for not putting gas in his little airplane.
Crank it up. Number one during this week in 1973, John Denver's Rocky Mountain High. Wonderful.
And you'd have to be to build your own airplane and fly it.
Well, how do you feel?
He doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. It's a Colorado Rocky Mountain High.
Great story.
I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby.
John Dusenberger was his real name. Moved to Denver. Hey, this is a good place. I think I'll call myself. Can you imagine a singer whose name is John Dieseldorfer? That's great stuff, though. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Miley Cyrus has been in the news this week over a tweet perceived to be anti-Christian. She joins a long list of people who have stuck something in their mouth.
This week has
not
been rough.
Be
yeah, sure.
Zowie. So, what really is the sort of sideways behind the scenes with this, Jen? What sort of a... she said... I saw it.
She tweeted a picture of, like, something in the universe. I can't remember what it is. And just said, beautiful.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And along with the picture, it talks about how more, not creationism, but the Big Bang Theory type stuff.
Right.
And I can't remember
the exact
quote.
It was one of those pretty pictures that have, like, a word, you know, words over them.
May I give you a little bit more?
Yeah.
This week we had, this all started, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, when the God seed, is that what they call it? God, the origins of the universe.
Right.
The Big Bang, but it's called the God seed, I think.
Mm-hmm.
God.
You're right. You were talking about that earlier this week.
And so with that, you get these brilliant pictures. And so the Christian philosophy is of creation, that God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh and stuff. And so the Christians who really
the quote on the picture was interesting. I mean, the picture was beautiful.
Yeah.
And then it was along with this quote, "You are all stardust. You couldn't be here if stars hadn't exploded because the elements weren't created at the beginning of time. They were created in the stars. So forget Jesus. Stars right. died so you can live."
Right. Forget Jesus.
But she didn't tweet that.
She tweeted the picture
that had that on it.
So right. here's a perfect example. I'm no Miley Cyrus fan. But here's a perfect example of something blown up, pardon the pun, that has really nothing to do. People, for whatever the reason, somebody took this and it exploded.
So here was her reaction on Twitter. "It makes me sad to think the world is this way. Like Einstein says, science without religion is lame. Religion mm-hmm. without science is blind."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said, "How can people take the love out of science and bring hate into religion so easily?"
Thus, the fundamentalists despise.
I respect her a little bit more for that response.
Yeah, I do too.
She actually said she was so upset she had bad dreams all night. She was really upset by this one. And she's been on, I mean, she's been in Twitter controversies before, but she said this one really got to her. Yeah.
The Church of Religious Science is something that the fundamentalists just can't imagine, but they all use the Bible, believe in it, so isn't that good?
I love science and religion. It's so interesting. It's very cool.
28 after on Good Day.
"Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for completing defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life.
but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Do not forget to set your clocks ahead.
Right.
1 hour tomorrow
night. You'll
be
in trouble.
When you go to bed, don't forget the fire. Folks want you to replace your smoke detector batteries as well. Unless you've done what I have done, just take them down. I take mine down because they seem to burn through batteries quicker than you can say lickety-split, so...
It's because you always burn everything you cook.
Oh, stop, will you please? The 2020 news quiz question. Why is Pat Robertson in the news?
Ooh, ooh.
Oh, yeah, I know
800-510-8255.
He likes your cheese.
Yes, he does.
That could be really
And we'll tell you why he likes Doug's cheese after we get the answer.
All right. Okay, so why is Pat Robertson... in the news.
Why all of a sudden do all of my callers go, hey, man, dude. I know the answer.
800-510-8255. Why?
I love that, dude. I might go to church this weekend, man.
Robertson in the news. All right, so Bank of America and Chase and Citibank are doing some interesting things. Bank of America is trying to buy their way out of their share of the $25 billion fine. The big banks agreed to pay in one way or another $25 billion to settle government charges about irregularities in their foreclosure practices. So this is the deal, especially if you're in California. Many states, most of the banks. Now, the big banks have mortgages in pretty much every state in the country, and all the state attorneys general are looking at this because these banks, whether it's Bank of America, Citibank, Chase, Countrywide, whoever it is, and Countrywide was bought by Bank of America, screwed customers like you wouldn't believe in terms of, and I use my own situation here as an example. I have a mortgage on my house here from Chase Bank. They bought Washington Mutual, the original mortgagees of, what is it, mortgagor? Mortgagee. I'm the mortgagee, they're the mortgagor. They gave me the money to buy this house. So the house has gone down in value arguably 400, maybe more, $450,000 since the crash. So I'm paying on a mortgage that has hundreds of thousand dollars more in charges than what the house is worth. Now, it's not the bank's fault, not my fault. Well, maybe we could say it's the bank's fault.
It is the bank's fault.
Yeah, all right. So it's the bank's fault. So along comes Chase when Washington Mutual bites the bullet and goes away. The bank that comes up, steps up to the plate is Chase. So they buy the mortgages for 45 cents on the dollar. So let's say you got a $100,000 mortgage. They paid $45,000 to the creditors of Washington Mutual in order to own those mortgages and that bank, in essence. So I'm sitting here with a mortgage that's $1 million or whatever it is, and they only have $450,000 into it. So why should I be paying interest and payments in principal to them on $1 million when they only have $450,000 invested in it, and the house arguably is only worth maybe $550,000, $600,000 in today's market?
Good question, but let me ask you this.
Yes, Rich.
Where does the money that is lost, where is that money?
That money is going to be charged
off. Who ate the loss?
I ate the loss because I'm going to have to pay taxes on the
But you're not going to eat the $600,000 or $550,000.
No, I wouldn't, because I didn't expend it. The bank expended it. The first bank, Washington Mutual, paid the previous owner. Washington Mutual then went out of business, and so the money that has been lost is in that vacuum between when Chase buys Washington Mutual, you know, that transaction.
But
and so who makes up the money? Well, the taxpayer has made up the money.
Thank you.
Taxpayer has made up the money.
Thank you.
And the banks are, so that's why the government says, hey,
the money just doesn't,
you
got to
give these guys a break.
And disappear.
No.
When money goes away, somebody loses it.
Yeah.
Somebody loses it.
The taxpayer lost.
So if the first bank, if Washington Mutual took the loss, somebody that they owed money to ate that loss.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Borrowers who qualify, I love that term, are expected to get principal reductions averaging more than $100,000, according to the Bank of America. So
if you
have a problem, the reason I'm telling you the story, hold on a second, Richie. The reason I'm telling you the story is if you're in that, and there are millions, tens of millions of people who are in this position. So those of you who are, you go back to your bank, and you say to them, here's the story.
No.
This is what you do. This is what we would like. What do you mean, no?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No. Let me tell you.
That's
Let
what
me
I'm
tell
doing.
You what you're doing. Yeah. Right. You do that, okay, and I understand why you do that, because it's in your best interest, and hey, the new bank, they only own it for this much, so why should you get, you know, have to pay the whole thing?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what. Your neighbor, his house just now got devalued by about 150 grand because you and three of your neighbors did this.
That is very true.
And he's eating the loss. I had a
guy
that
works here. Go to the bank
here
and do the same thing.
Well, why should I do that?
Okay? Why shouldn't you? Your house
because
is worth less too.
My mortgage was not sold and then devalued.
No. So you
yours was.
So what?
So now my house is worth $100,000 less because you can't pay your mortgage.
No, it's I don't want to. Well, don't want to, either or.
I had a guy that works here, totally capable of paying his mortgage, but decided since all this stuff was going on around the country and he was having a beef with his homeowners association, it was a condo, he just got up and walked away from his house.
Uh-huh.
I lit into him like you, because he lives 3 miles away from me, so he's going to be in my comps.
Yeah.
Okay? So I lit into him. I'm like, you know what that does? Do you know what that does? And I understand. I mean, my brother.
So am I
going to
think about you first or me first?
No, you think about you, sir, first. But I just don't want people to think. And I totally understand if you're in a situation where you cannot pay your mortgage, it just can't be done. I know people.
Well,
that
why
are in
should
situation.
You be paying on a mortgage that is more than the house is
because
worth?
You're
especially when
the rest of the homeowners
listen,
in this country. If you just decide,
then you go to the bank.
I'm going to walk.
The bank.
Away from
I didn't screw you. The bank screwed you and screwed me and screwed everybody else.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Well, you know what? If you can't pay it, that's one thing. But if you decide, you know what, I'm going to get the best of this because this is what everybody else is doing, I wouldn't walk
so
away.
So you'd
from
rather
my
have
mortgage.
The banks win because that's what happens.
No.
Nobody else loses. You lose and the bank
wins. I'd rather have our home values.
So how are you going to do that?
Instead of taking another.
I'm with you. I'd rather be able
dive.
To sell the house for what I paid for it and be out of it that way.
So
but that's not the reality. So I think you're in Never Never Land.
So everybody should just walk away from their debts and their
You're a master. You know how good you are at that? You are a master.
He is really
twisting
good.
Things
yes, I am.
Around.
I'm not twisting
it. Yes, you are.
You
twisting
just told me it's
completely
I'm telling you my
twisting
reality.
It around.
I'm not twisting anything around.
Yes, you are. You have done a masterful job again of twisting around the facts.
Making me look bad.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny how I always twist the facts and make you look bad. Isn't
that
funny?
There it is. 800-510-8255. Slick car salesman. That's what he is. He's a slick car salesman. Never got that out of his blood.
My daddy didn't raise no fool.
Louise.
Yes.
How you doing?
Help.
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Get out of here? Take me,
yeah.
Please.
What is Pat Robertson in the news for?
He came out in favor of legalizing marijuana.
Yes, he did. How do you say that again?
Marijuana.
I like
marijuana.
The way he says. He's very comfortable.
Hi, who'd you marry? I married Juana.
Juana. Do you wanna?
Do I wanna marry Juana?
Hey, do you wanna know why that Pat Robertson likes Doug's cheese?
Why is that?
Yes,
Jennifer?
Go ahead.
Okay, tell him why, Dougie. Why does Pat Robertson like your cheese?
I have now taken up eating hemp cheese.
That's so weird.
Cheese? No, it's not. It's a hemp is a. Is a product that is grown along with lots of other fibers, cotton, if you will. You can use it for fiber. You can use it for clothing. You can use it for food. All kinds of things. Just because it happens to, when it's dried, it can be smoked and it has a hallucinogenic impact. Using it in other ways doesn't have any
hallucinogenic.
See, because you're high on hemp cheese.
Yeah.
I told you.
Very good, Jennifer. Anyway, so Pat Robertson says, I believe we ought to treat marijuana the way we treat average alcohol. I've never used marijuana, don't intend to. Can you see Pat Robertson with his joint?
I would like to, actually. It would disturb me, but I would like to.
Yeah.
Hey, man, get next to God, all right?
His remarks were hailed by the groups that are certainly in favor of this. But some of the other... Here's Focus on the Family being asked to comment on this. And, you know, I mean, this is... You can split any group into any, you know, any other group that you would like. You know, one side against the other. This definitely caused people to think Pat Robertson is too old, he ought to get off the 700 Club. That's what some of the supporters of the 700 Club said. He's 81 years old. Hey, listen.
I mean, he makes a point when he says we could better spend that money.
Yes.
And in part, I agree in that, you know, hey, listen, on education and treatment, we could spend that money that we're spending on the war on drugs.
Mm.
But do you stop the whole war on drugs or just the war on marijuana? Or, you know, do we still stop opium from coming in? Do we still stop cocaine and meth from being, you know, the meth labs and everything from being made?
See, this sounds like Rich arguing is when I say I want to legalize drugs and he'll jump on me and say, what do you mean you want to legalize crack?
I just have a hard time separating marijuana
and
crack and meth.
Yep.
And
hard to separate
opium.
Them out. But we've separated out tobacco. It's legal. And that's more harmful for you than any of these.
Yeah.
And we've legalized alcohol. More harmful, certainly, you can make the argument, more harmful than certainly marijuana. So what's the story? 800-510-8255. Louis, thank you very much. Here's Jerry on the mortgage mess. All right, Jerry, it's your turn to be a star. How are you doing?
Okay, I'm going to do my best to explain it.
Wait a minute, hold on just a second. Are you on my side or Richie's side?
I'm on the nation's side.
He's on my side.
No, he's on my side. Go ahead, Jerry.
The nation will lose if we don't pay our debts because we will be servants to the lender. Currently, China owns most of our debt.
Yeah,
but also, we are buying our own debt, which means we're monetizing our own debt, which means interest rates are going to go up, which means our money's going to be worth less.
Yep, he's got it.
And at some day we will have worthless money. We will not be able to. It will be just paper.
So that's why I was asking where the money goes. Where does the money just doesn't disappear? It goes somewhere, and it goes to the government, which then goes to China.
Right, or it goes back in when they buy it, right? When they buy it, we are basically taking the money from left pocket and putting it in the right pocket, or vice versa.
Yeah, but has it gone too far to be able to fix it, though, Jerry, is the question.
No, it has not, not currently. But we have to stop the spending. We have to stop the spending.
Well, you better vote for somebody who's going to do that, because they're going to stop if the current situation continues.
Exactly. Sure. Otherwise, your kids, my kids, and our grandkids are going to be slaves to somebody.
All right, Jerry, thank you for your thoughts. Appreciate the call. It's 13 before the hour on Good Day. You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not long.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring and then some. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like 3 for $18 on Champion tees and shorts for men and tees and tanks for women. That's right, just $6 each. Then run to the shoe department and save $20 on New Balance 310 running shoes at just $39.99. Whether your family needs to complete their workout wardrobe with shoes or apparel, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3-4 through 310 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, so here's something. This is not a political show, and I say that, and people come back and say, well, you talked about this.
But, because they're waiting for the but when you say it's not a political show.
Well, because I think this is something that everybody ought to be talking about. It has nothing to do with politics, really. There's an investigation going on now regarding big donors who are working on the phone raising money, in this circumstance for both sides. The people who did that in 2008, when Obama won, many of them turned out to have plum jobs in the administration after the fact. So you get to the ethics side of this. Same thing was true when George Bush was president. It goes back to this
politics.
Inveigling the money consideration into all of what goes on in government. And you think it's not about money? Good Lord, come on. 51 past the hour.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
From the movie Alice in Wonderland, number one at the box office 2 years ago this week. The song is called Alice, appropriate for Alice in Wonderland. This is a Tim Burton movie, wasn't it?
Yes.
Remember that? He's the same one who's producing this genius movie about Abraham Lincoln, vampire slayer. Are there any boundaries anymore for anything?
Is anything sacred?
Thank you. Is anything sacred? Good Lord, what?
He's also
garbage.
Got some other movie, some animated movie.
You know, for Christmas, Doug, I'm going to buy you a time machine so you can go back 100 years. It'll be fun. But you're right. I do agree
Save
with you.
Save Abe Lincoln while you're back here.
The answer to your question, no, there really is nothing sacred. So.
No, it must be under that.
They're going to still going to spin everything they can and tweak it and have Abraham Lincoln fight vampires. Yep, they're going to do it.
All right. Aye. All right. If George Bush was doing it, it would be different. But anyway, here's our contest for today. The number one movie during this week in 2008 is a fun movie and could be considered a family movie, Richie.
Okay.
And also, I
might know it then.
I think it's pretty easy. But yesterday I thought it was easy. We didn't have a winner.
Yeah.
So let's try this. We'll have three excerpts from this movie, audio clips. You'll listen. If you think you know what the movie is, that would be the right answer. If you've never won before in Movie Moments, give it your best shot. Call us at 800-510-8255. Here's clue number one.
You know, when I look back on this moment in my life, I really wanted it to
that was
work.
Clue number one from yesterday.
That was yesterday, Rich.
That was yesterday, wasn't
that
it?
That was yesterday. Uh-huh.
That was yesterday. I know the answer.
Oh, Private Parts.
You are enormous, which is saying something, because I've slimmed down quite a bit. I swim.
How helpful that was. Let's have another
okay.
one.
Okay.
Your whole world fits on a flower in my world.
I got it.
Gosh, I don't know.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm figuring
it.
This is going to be hard. Last clip.
I meant what I said, and I said what I meant.
Come on.
And an elephant's faithful 100%.
Come on.
That line gets to the bottom line.
An elephant?
You got it, Chucker?
I'm pretty sure I do.
Yeah.
Right. The writer of this story has a big movie out this week. Past week.
Yeah. I still don't know the name of it, but I know what you're talking about.
800-510-8255. Chucker gives us a preview of the movies coming out this weekend in just a moment here on Good Day.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not long.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Hi, Chucker. You were in the audience to see John Carter last night. What did you think?
I actually liked it. I went at midnight. I watched it in 2D because I read that the 3D post-inverted was not that good, and I'm glad I did because, I'll be honest with you, I'm getting a little tired of 3D.
Do you need glasses for 2D?
No. Well, 2D's like a regular movie. The way
yeah, 2D
regular.
Is a regular movie.
It's just called 2D instead of 3D.
Because we could so mess with you and be like, yes, you do need glasses for 2D. Buy your own and I'll sell you a pair.
The budget reportedly is $250 million. The bad part for Disney, it's just opening on 3,749 screens. I was only one of three people in the audience at midnight, which is not a good sign. But, you know, if you like the early Star Wars films, or Raiders of the Lost Ark, a lot of this movie has that feel. Is it quite as good? No, but I thought the lead, Taylor Kinnitch, his name is from Friday Night Lights, who played Riggins. A lot of people are going to like him or not. He's going to divide audiences, but I really liked him. It was fun seeing new, basically on screen, lead a big project. The villain's good. The woman, I don't recall her name, who played the princess, primarily a newcomer, extremely appealing, and the fight scenes were good. I like it. I think it's a nice, it is a good movie. I hope people support it.
So it looks to me like it's the same movie as the one of the Titan movie that's coming out.
The 300 or something like that.
The difference, it was directed by Andrew Stanton, who did WALL-E and Finding Nemo. This is his first live-action film. Mm-hmm. He frames the film with a big epic scope. It's sort of bookended from beginning to end. It has a beginning, middle, and end. And it doesn't really need a sequel, but I'm sure they'll plan sequels if it makes money worldwide. Also opening Silent House, a horror film with Elizabeth Olsen.
Great. Danny, what's the name of the movie?
Hey, Doug, is it Horton Hears a Who?
Horton Hears a Who is right. Danny gets the prize. Hold on, Danny.